Dear friends and family, welcome this 18th day of December to Gates Presbyterian Church. A few announcements as we begin. This would be a wonderful time to check your cell phones if you have not already. Make sure they are turned off. And also, the deacons, along with the congregation here at Gates Presbyterian Church, would like to extend an invitation to everyone for a reception following the service. They'll be located down this hallway, down into Fellowship Hall. The book of John tells us that I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And we come here in sorrow, seeking comfort in those words. We come here in hope, wanting to believe those words. And we come here in trust that George now knows those words to be true. Friends, I invite you into this time of remembrance. This is a time to honor the life of George Bililovic with our prayers, our stories, our songs and laughter and tears, but most especially our love. As many of you know, some of George's most favorite memories with his family, his friends, and his church happened around a campfire. He loved building those fires, but also singing around them. So you may remain seated as we sing our opening hymn this afternoon, a favorite of George's, Kumbaya. You can find it on page 472 of that purple hymnal. We're going to sing all four verses. Let's continue our time of prayer. Eternal Lord, hear our prayers. Come by here, we sing, confident that you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of your eternity. Be with us now as we give thanks for the light of love that you gave us in George, for the joy he gave all who knew him, for the memories that will abide with us, and for the assurance that he lives forever in the joy and peace of your presence. Guide us through this time of sadness with the light of your love and the strength of your compassion. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And at this time, if you would stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Come to me, all you who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. On you the light shines. For Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome.
Our first reading of the Word is Psalm 148. Listen now for God's Word to us today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling His command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His faithful. for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
And our second reading this afternoon comes from the Gospel of John. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And the Pharisees said to Jesus, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." And Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards, and I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid, and I testify on my own behalf and the Father who sent me." And then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" And Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while he was teaching in the temple. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. As we gather this afternoon in the lights and the green and red of the Advent and Christmas season, it is the season in which we as Christians prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child. It's always hard to lose someone we love. However, at this time of year, losing someone close to our hearts has a way of adding another layer of grief upon our sadness. We remember all those wonderful Christmases past, and we yearn to have all those we love around the table on Christmas Day. And in the darkness and the grief, we long to grasp the light of hope that shone so brightly in the fulfillment of God's promised word in a baby, to assure us that the promises of eternal life are for all of us and for George. God sent a baby into the simplest of venues, a stable, to share the most complicated concept of all time, resurrected life. And the Gospel of John introduces us to that true light which enlightens everyone, that was coming into the world. And here in the 8th chapter, Jesus echoes these words, saying to his disciples, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." And when we experience the light of Christ's love, we can't help but want to share it with others. And this is exactly what George did. George Louis Bilalovic was born August 15th to Henry and Doris here in the city of Rochester. And in order to make room for the growing family, they moved out to Brockport. And there, Bob and Carol, George, Ray, Eileen, Ted, Alan, Rita, I'm not done yet, Christine, Hank, Kathy, Jody, and Tim filled that house with energy, joy, and a lot of fun. Every morning was a new adventure. As George would say, first one to the drawer gets the clean underwear. The laughter here is so good because that's exactly what George would want us to be doing. He spends so much of his light making other people laugh. A big kid at heart, and with such a big heart, he had love to share. And one day, he spotted a beautiful young service woman in uniform on the dance floor. Of course he was going to ask her to dance. Despite promising his buddies he would never date a woman in uniform. George had enlisted in the United States Navy and was stationed out in California when this said young woman from Michigan just had to dance together. But George's buddies gave him a hard time about it, apparently so much so they threw pennies at them while they were dancing, and yes, George stopped to pick them up. He had to save those pennies because he was going to marry that beautiful young woman. They were married in Long Beach, California, and after 7 years of service and 2 tours in Vietnam, the couple made their long trek back, first stopping off in Michigan, and then here to where they would call home in Rochester. And they made it back just in time because 2 days after they arrived, Tess was born. And less than 2 years later, their family would grow as they welcomed Greg. This new family would end up buying a house from a member here at GPC. And they would not just find a house, but a home where they would live, where they would worship, and raise their children together. Janice became a member here at GPC right away, but it took George a little while before he made the commitment. Apparently, he needed the support of another former Catholic to co-teach Sunday school with to a bunch of unruly Presbyterians as motivation. He and Don Bernhardt made quite the pair together. George served his church family faithfully as a Sunday school teacher, a trustee, and the self-nominated position he is most well known for, Mr. Bonfire, on church camping trips. Every year, George would find some new inventive way to light that fire. Thankfully, no wildfires were started the year the helium balloons were involved. And no one will forget the time George hooked up feet and feet of wire to a car battery, matches, and as the story goes, 10 feet of kindling with all the kids standing around with their flashlights chanting, "Light, fire, light!" Finally, Richard Miller pulled that switch and the fire magically lit right before their eyes. But that was George, though. He was a follower of Christ, and he had the light of life that infected all those who were around him. He was always searching out folks who were struggling or not noticed or feeling judged by others and making sure that they knew that they were loved. Janice said that another of George's favorite camping trips was the year that they based the theme of the trip on Dr. Seuss's book, The Sneetches. Those Sneetches were born in the early 60s as Dr. Seuss's commentary of the absurdities of discrimination. Of course, George would dress up as a Sneetch because, like the book, part of the light that shone so brightly in George was that life was too short to worry about who is right or who is wrong, who is in and who is out. of human standards like Jesus talked about with the Pharisees. It was the light of life that is most important. And he shared that light with his friends, especially his family that he loved so much. And this is what George loved to do. When Tess and Greg were growing up, they remember family vacations, spending time in Michigan and all around New York, of kids from church piled together in basements or bedrooms while the parents enjoyed grown-up time playing cards, of laughing, working together on projects in the garage, joking around, and never saying no, and always playing just as hard as they did. And before George's health declined, one of his other loves in life was dancing. This is how he and Janice met. But you know, I'm sure many of you found yourself at a wedding or an event, there was a dance floor. And ladies in particular, if you have a spouse who didn't love to dance, George could always tell. He wanted to make sure that everyone was having a good time and had a chance to dance. And Janice would wait and watch as George's kindness and joy would light up the faces of all those he danced with before he'd return for another dance with the love of his life. This God who takes on our flesh by becoming the light of the world does not ignore the darkness and sadness we feel in George's absence. The empty seat at dinner, the empty chair that sweet Tinkerbell keeps going back to. God's light shines there, shines through George and his love that we all hold in all of our hearts and continue to share with one another. And at this time, I would like to invite Ajalia Bobowski, the adopted granddaughter by love, not by blood, to share a story of remembering George.
I'll try to get through this without crying too much. As we sit here today to remember and honor memories of George, we all have different ways that we became part of his life, whether through work, church, neighbors, or family and friends. No matter where you came from, you all became part of his family. My father came to this country as a young man without knowing anyone outside of the group of students that he traveled with. As luck would have it, George and Janice picked his name from a list and started inviting him to lunch, into their home, and into church. The first time that my dad met George was Christmas Eve. This was the first time he had been in an American home and in a church, so that you can imagine his trepidation. They went to church, they came home, had dinner, played with the kids, and woke up the next morning for breakfast. They went to George's family's house and introduced my dad to the rest of his family. When my dad talks about that first meeting, the one thing that he always says is how welcoming and comforting George had made him feel. Like he was already part of the family. From that first Christmas in 1976, George and Janice became part of my dad's growing family. As I grew up, George and Janice were always part of the big moments, like any grandparent would be. Holidays, graduation, my wedding, and the birth of my children are all tied to parts of him and his family. There aren't too many men in the world who would envelop a complete stranger into their family quite like George did. And when you find those good men, you hold on to them because you are certainly lucky to have found them.
And now let us join our voices together as we stand and sing together. We are one in the Spirit.
Let us pray together. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your beloved children who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. We thank you especially for the gift of your son, George. We praise you for his life, for all in him that was good and kind and faithful, for the grace you gave him, that kindled in him love for you and for his family. Thank you for George's commitment to his family and his special love of his wife, Janice. Thank you for their marriage of 51 years. We give you thanks for the wisdom and love that lives on in their children, Tess and Greg, and in their grandchildren, Erica, Tiffany, Justin, Taylor, Brandon, Caitlin, and Alex. We give thanks for the love that George now fully experiences with you, his parents, siblings, and baby Connor. Hold and sustain the Bilalovic family. Loving God, we thank you today that for George, pain has ended, that he has now entered into the joy you have prepared. May he at last know peace and healing. Holy God, we ask you to redeem all pain, make vivid all good memories, and let us be at peace in the power of your redeeming love. Lift heavy sorrow, give us all good hope in Jesus, so that we may bravely walk our earthly way and look forward to the glad reunion in the life to come. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Friends, God has given us life, and through Christ, we have been given new life. And so now we commend George Bilalovic to God's merciful care in faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with God and the Holy Spirit now and forever. And now, friends, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Alleluia. Amen.